That's a town in South Wales. And I used to play at the college carnival festivals. You know, they had charity balls for raising funds for Oxfam and various other charities. And I used to play Big Bill Brunsey songs or Lead Belly songs. I got these from records that I'd picked up in stores there. For some unknown reason, Tempo and Vogue in France, very small labels, were importing real American Southern ethnic music, you know, the Deep South stuff, like, as I say, Lead Belly and Brunsey. There was a click, like Alexis Corner was one, Long John Baldry, Rod Stewart, Eric Burdon. We didn't know each other at the time, but we were all practically pretty much the same generation. We were listening.
When would this be? Would this be the
mid-60s? No, much earlier than that. This would be late 50s. Because in the early 50s, I myself was listening to Frankie Lane and stuff like that. And the Crew Cuts, was it Earth Angel? And also Al Hibbler, Unchained Melody. Those things were really big then.
Somebody help me, yeah. Somebody help me now.
Was a good year for the group. Spencer Davis.
Chris had brought a record back from the States, and it was by a guy called Homer Banks, and had a tremendous bass lick on it. You know, it was like the do-do-do-do-do. It was just perfect. So Muff played the bass lick to me, you know, Muff Winwood, and Steve and I set about writing some music to it. And then Steve and a friend ended up with some words. We just decided at the time that I've been listening to things like Ravel's Bolero, and if you remember that, if you listen to the organ part on that, you'll see it's sort of similar. That thing just fitted perfectly over that beat. It was just something that moved me when I heard it.
Give me some more.
Arlington Heights, that's in Illinois. Oh, again, around that period, 67, 68. And the other band that was on with us was a band called The Soul Machine, and they were all, you know, brass, and they were all good readers, good musicians. And I've always liked, if we played a venue with another band, if it's been feasible, to get together with the other band, not just jam, but work out some arrangements and surprise the audience, you know, like at the end, bring everybody on. So anyway, I decided that we'd rearrange I'm a Man and Give Me Some Lovin' again with brass for this gig. And the result was so good, you know, the sound was so incredible. I called the record company and said, hey, I said, gotta record I'm a Man with brass. I said, it's incredible. I mean, I never thought it could sound like that. It's a new dimension, you know, in the song. It just lifts it up again. And I even gave the guys in the band, the other band, $500 towards expenses to get them to the recording studio. This was in Chicago, as a matter of fact. I wanted to get them to New York to record. Anyway, record company said, oh, no, it's not a very good idea. It'll never happen. Never happen. 6 weeks later, a group called CTA came out with a brass arrangement of I'm a Man. What can I say? Recording contract was with Chris Blackwell, end of 63. We were playing a gig in Birmingham at, I think we call it the Whiskey A Go-Go, or the promoters at the time called it the Whiskey A Go-Go, like the one on the strip, right? And Chris had an artist at the time, Millie Small, My Boy Lollipop.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And she was in Birmingham to do a television appearance, and Chris had been told when he got to Birmingham there were two groups he should go and see. One was The Move. The Move had just been formed out of Mike Sheridan and the Knight Riders, possibly L. Riot and the Rebels. L. Riot, incidentally, is Ray Thomas, now of the Moody Blues. Birmingham scene, amazing amount of bands. Denny Lane and the Diplomats, and they all had dyed hair and natty suits. Really good. And the other group that he was told to go and see was the Spencer Davis group. And he came to the club we were playing at, and then he called. He called me and said, you know, I'd like to sign the group. Would you come down to London and we can talk it out? And that was it.
Thank you.
Spencer Davis Group on Chum FM, Every Little Bit Hurts.